The biggest issue for that I see that the tribal nations are dealing with is the enforcement side. And that comes, and we understand that that comes from the lack of enforcement comes from for multiple reasons. I mean, whether it's the funds available to do that type of enforcement or whatever. But, you know, we have, especially in Pawnee land in our jurisdiction, it is the Wild West for energy development. And that's not a good thing. We don't know who's on our lands. We don't know how much activity on a daily basis is occurring. We don't always have access to the information that we need to do to enforce our tribal laws. We at the Pawnee Nation have a very robust environmental and natural resources division that, you know, has the technical expertise and the training to go out and enforce tribal law and federal law. But oftentimes we just don't know where to go look. Now, we've been compiling that information for the last year and a half. I mean, dedicated to compiling that information for the last year and a half. And some of the stuff that we found, you know, the scope and scale of the activity is somewhat concerning. There is massive amounts of activity within our tiny section of Oklahoma. One thing that the state can do for tribal nations is share information and work with us. I mean, I think that's what we're looking for is better communication. Because as I said at a meeting recently, you know, we're all in this together. I mean, what happens on Indian land is going to affect the state as well. So there needs to be better communication between the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, and our federal partners, the BIA, the BLM, the EPA, and us. We can't be left out of the equation, so to speak. Well, I mean, we have to have a seat at the table, and it has to be a seat that when we speak, you know, we speak with years of regulating experience behind us. I mean, we're not these immature governments anymore. We're a very mature government. We're very our tribal laws are very sophisticated. They're on point with anything that the feds or the state of Oklahoma has, and all my environmental scientists who go out every single day and try to enforce tribal law, all they're looking for is better communication from the state of Oklahoma. And I think we can get that. You know, I think these earthquakes have woken everybody up in the state about the dangers of underground injection control well, at least the dangers of wanton underground injection control wells. As long as they're regulated in a more efficient manner, and the science is given a chance to catch up with what's going on with the modern drilling technique, I think it'll benefit the entire state, to include tribal government.